Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Senior Economist Jim Robb from the Livestock Market Information Center, talking beef exports in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, this is the time of the year that we have a special emphasis on beef. The calendar says it's May, and that means it's beef month.
Well, personally, I like to think every day is beef day in Oklahoma, but May is the month that we celebrate beef month, and it is the kickoff of the grilling season. So we started the month off with a digital billboard campaign in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. We're also supplementing the digital billboards in Oklahoma with a mobile ad campaign targeting consumers with ads designed to drive them to our website for recipes. We're excited to see how it works because it's the first time we've tried it in conjunction with a digital billboard campaign. Additionally, we are funding an online campaign in Oklahoma targeting older millennial consumers with video ads on YouTube as well as Google search advertising.
And as always, lots of great recipes at oklabeef.org available. And for cattle producers, click on Cattleman's Corner to learn more about your beef checkoff. That's oklabeef.org. We now have the first quarter worth of beef and pork export numbers out from USDA, compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says, bottom line, the numbers from March of this year, not as good as we might have hoped.
In March, U.S. pork exports were down 4% year over year, even in the face of the ongoing expectations because of the African swine fever issues in China that will have an increase. The disappointing point on the pork market was that our exports to three key markets, Mexico, Japan, and South Korea, all declined. Broiler exports were also down 2% year over year. So now we're setting up for the beef sector, which came in with a year over year decline in aggregate on the tonnage basis of down 6%. So that was a weaker level of beef exports than we had anticipated. And we had increased exports to Mexico and South Korea. But the juggernaut and the real factor that was negative were the exports to Japan. Japan, with their new trade agreements with Canada and Australia, et cetera, were apparently being bid out of the marketplace pretty quickly. Not completely, but we're losing some market share in Japan, and it's really starting to weigh on our overall beef exports. So that was a bit of a disappointing month, both on the pork side and the beef side, in terms of export levels, tonnage, in March of this year.
So, Jim, the question is, a one-month anomaly, or is that the start of a negative trend?
Hard to tell at this point, but our expectations are, and I think the market's expectations are, that we will get some trade agreement settlement and some tariff adjustments, and as we move through the year, these numbers should pick up. But the first 3 months have overall been disappointing in terms of total exports in 2019.
Now, let's switch gears and look ahead into 2020, if we might. The WASD report at the end of this last week giving us some ideas on production, on exports, and expected prices for the major meat complex, including for beef producers. As far as the production is concerned, a little bit higher production, slightly down on exports. And as far as the actual prices are concerned, both LMIC, the Livestock Market Information Center, and USDA have a projection for next year.
In terms of the price forecasts on cattle, to focus on that for 2020, USDA is projecting a national average or a five-market fed steer price of 121 for 2020. That's very much in line with the LMIC's forecast, which is a range of 117 to 124. Those come out about in the same range.
Senior economist for the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb, talking about the numbers that came out this last Friday from the World Ag Supply Demand Estimates, the WASD report, giving us an idea of what USDA is thinking about when it comes to 2020 beef cattle prices, and comparing them to what LMIC is thinking about for 2020 as well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Join the Oklahoma chapter of the National Association of Royalty Owners as we have our annual meeting May 22nd through 24th in Oklahoma City at the downtown Embassy Suites. Our convention goal is to generate prosperity and a better relationship with other mineral owners and our industry partners. Join us for opening day cocktails and dinner at Vast. The convention and programs take place on Thursday and Friday. Don't miss Nayro, Oklahoma, May 22nd through 24th. Google Nayro, Oklahoma for full details.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.